Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is The Judge.
Whatever, I'm Cindy.
I still don't acknowledge that.
No, we're not even going to acknowledge
it. No. We're not going to acknowledge it. You call yourself
Can you
the
please
judge.
Let me know whose impression that is? Because
that's,
no
that's
one...
how you're speaking right now.
I'm pretty sure I'm not speaking that
way. I'm an expert on Dancing with the Stars. My name is Heather.
Were you Bill Cosby? What's that?
No.
Jello pudding.
Yeah, well, Jello pudding. No, I guess I don't want to be Bill Cosby.
No, you don't want to be that anymore.
No, you don't want to be
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that. That was not the direction we were going. So we had another episode of Dancing with the Stars, and it was...
Why are you so loud?
Yeah, why are you so
God,
loud?
God, my ears hurt. You're talking so loud.
You just ruined all our listeners. They just all become...
Oh my God.
Blown out their ears. Blood coming down from their ears.
Like, you sound like you're screaming like that lady on one of those news shows I watched.
No, Wheel of Fortune. You know they just scream when they're like, eh! They scream bloody murder.
This is better.
Just don't talk at all.
Okay, I'm not really screaming, but
okay, you were screaming.
You were,
as a
you were
judge,
talking
you
loudly.
Have to,
but
you have
Disney
to,
week, another one of my favorite weeks. How about you?
Oh, thanks for
Love
taking
Disney.
My line there. That's my Disney week. I was calling it Disney week, but that's okay. That's all right.
Disney.
Well, you like to goof around, and we want to get to the
That's
point.
What you know is Disney when the production value goes up an extra 10.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love the little Disney 10 Tens? Ears. Yeah, so cute.
No, the hat, the little ears.
Yeah,
do you know they change colors? They can program the color changes of those ears.
Really?
Don't tell Jay that because Jay will go out and spend $1,000 getting Disney ears with different colors.
Yes, anyway.
So anyway, we had another, it was Disney night as
yes, it was.
We got done saying here. You guys love Disney night?
I love it. It makes me want to go to Disney World.
Disney
it does.
World or Disneyland?
Both.
Both.
That poor.
So you want to go to both at the same time? Disneyland, Disney World at the same time? Can't do it. Sorry. Anyway, move on. So are we ready to get into these?
My eyes are closed and I'm silent, but I had to speak because we're... On a microphone, people can't see me. That's how I just feel what you just said. I just want to be quiet and just punch you in your face.
Well, that's not being quiet if you punch me in the face. That's,
no.
That's awful violent.
The hostility got up really high.
This is Disney night.
It
you want to punch
so
somebody
quickly.
In the face.
I know. I apologize.
Yeah, I can't wait till my dad dies till I become king.
Disney music to get some pinch mood.
Okay. Anyway, jeez. Next, first up, we have Victoria and Val doing the jazz.
Yeah, I thought it was adorable. The Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is,
Steamboat
Willie?
Steamboat Willie, yes,
okay.
It was Steamboat Willie.
It was good. I liked it.
I liked it, too. Yeah. Very cute. I just wish, I realized, I thought it would like would have been nice to have some red in the dress, and then I realized it couldn't because
it's
black
and white.
It's
1920s.
So. They even kind of, they show, the filter they're showing us, we see it at home as black and white.
Right.
We're used to growing up black and white TV, aren't you, Sid?
You're only 2 years younger than me. Why do we always have this
I like
conversation?
The theme of it going through like the years of Disney, where it started in the 1920s and it went up to like the current year.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool idea.
I liked it too. There's a cute dance. I just love her. I don't know what it is about Victoria. I just think just such a whole life
she's
story.
So full of life.
She's enjoying life. And I thought she did a great
job. She's a great example of that.
I think Val is really highlighting her and showing her in a great way. And I'm still at he was concerned, like, some of the jumps and putting her down, like, she could twist her ankle because she can't feel it.
Oh, yeah.
So, just, God, that must be really weird to
Was
do all that.
Where she said she's having fun, and Val goes, finally, she's having fun, something like that.
I think so, yeah.
I think that was.
The last couple of weeks, it was the memorable year, and then the before that was something
was
else.
Doom and gloom, right?
Yeah,
doom
it's been gloom. A lot of doom and gloom. So, I think finally it's been, like, more chipper. I mean, how can I be happy on Disney Week?
Exactly.
Or Disney World.
Exactly.
Right?
Or both
right. Happiest place on earth.
Hello.
I was there once where it wasn't the happiest place on earth.
Really? When was that? Oh, that time. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Anyway, so they got.
It's the time we got free passes and we all waited in line. I think we went on like three rides.
Four rides.
Kayla was a baby. She had my little pouch.
Oh, I wouldn't know. It was only
two. You were only two.
Yeah. Hour and 45 minutes for the Dumbo ride.
Oh, no.
Na, 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 na. I want to get out. Anyway.
So you're taking a poop.
Well,
yeah,
maybe I was. nines across the board. So we
she
all agree the scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. I say this every week. Can she win it?
She's a contender. She's
so now you guys are leaning to you're coming more.
Didn't we say that already?
I think last week we said that she was a contender.
Yeah.
I thought we were changing our opinions about how well she's been doing.
Week to week because, as you have said, they improve so much as they're growing. You just see the growth in them.
I mean, the judge said.
Anyway, so I'm not talking more. I hate when you say the judge.
All right, next we have Vanessa and Max doing the waltz.
I didn't like
this
it.
This wasn't my favorite Vanessa and Max dance.
She's kind of dropped since that one.
Yes.
Do
you think
there's
issues between them? Because you know what? I don't know. I noticed something when you talked about it. Then you post that thing. You didn't really say anything when you post that thing that he was just saying it's stressful. But there was a point when her husband and his partner came up, PETA came up. She was all by herself. Max was not with her. Up in the state. Up
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I know. Right
notice
away.
That. Hmm.
And I thought, what's weird? She's by herself. Usually their partner's always with them.
She was waiting for her husband when he come back up, I think.
But he was in the, she was in the back, though. Not she wasn't near him. She was in the back. Well, you know how they watch from up above from to watch down below? She was back by that like stage.
Huh.
And I thought.
Well, to me, this is a dance, Snow White and the Prince Charming, right?
Yeah.
So they're supposed to have some chemistry, and it doesn't seem like they have a lot of
No, there was chemistry. No chemistry. They just
and
lost
I didn't like the song.
What?
I didn't like the song either.
No, the French version was weird.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like it was very boring for Max and his choreography because he's pretty good at being very creative.
She almost like one point looked like she was going to go into the lights too.
Yeah, she wasn't very she wasn't doing really well either.
No,
like,
it
there
wasn't
was,
her best dance.
They weren't connected. There was no chemistry, and it just wasn't her best dance at all. And the past couple dances haven't been very good.
No, I agree.
She hasn't been good since Latin Night. I would agree with you.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I was disappointed by the whole thing. The costume was beautiful.
Because she was one of our contenders.
Yes, she was.
But
now
she's
I'm wondering.
She's kind of dropping down, I feel
like.
Why
don't we put Snow White back to sleep? At the end, she lays down again and goes to sleep. Why? Once she's
waiting
awake.
Waiting for her actual Prince Charming?
I
don't know, but it was.
Maybe they should have had Nick come down, give her a kiss.
Maybe.
Oh, they should have done
anyway,
that.
It wasn't her best. I can't believe she got eights because I wouldn't have given an H.
She got eights across the board. I was not a fan of this dance.
No, I wasn't on. I didn't
usually,
think it was
like I said, she does very well and
it wasn't eight material.
I think she's not into it as much as Seymour. She doesn't seem as happy and
do you
and
think
chipper.
Maybe it's because you know her husband always not doing as well and
I'm sure that's probably beating her down. That's what I said. I think the dynamic of having a husband and wife there is too much. You're competing against each other and how do you go about doing that? Yeah, I think that's I think it's wearing her down a little bit.
I would agree with you. I wouldn't want to compete against my husband.
No,
because the judge would sweep the floor with you.
Yeah, and you wouldn't dance. And you can't dance, but the other thing is you wouldn't let me forget it if you beat me.
Oh, I don't think like that.
Oh, my gosh. Heather, what do you think your dad?
It's not about winning.
I know you like to play Switzerland between us, but wouldn't you agree he would not let me forget it, that he won?
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
It's not about winning or losing. Just
okay.
It's all about winning.
Okay.
Next up, we have Lindsay and Mark doing the Foxtrot.
And I really love this one. I thought it was tens across the board. She didn't get tens across.
No.
I just thought she just looked really just beautiful.
Oh, it was graceful.
Yeah.
And they said it was out of her element, and I'm like going, that to me looked like her element.
Well, because also, she's a violinist, so she plays classical music, doesn't
but
she?
But she was always a character. So you watch her YouTube video, she's always a character and putting up this extra, like she dresses up and she's always acts like a different person. So if you watch her,
I didn't know much about her.
She's a YouTuber, so she's gotten like...
Oh, well, she's a YouTuber.
YouTuber slash violinist. So she's pretty famous. She's famous.
Is she? I didn't realize that.
But she's gotten
she's
a lot of fame.
Show.
She's got,
well, I knew that, but I thought
she's got a lot of fame from YouTube.
Okay, but I thought she was on the show because of her... violinist whatever I don't know what word I'm trying to use.
Yeah, she's been, like, yeah, she plays a lot of different characters and dresses up and stuff, so that's what they're talking about.
Oh,
that she,
that's why they were talking like that. I thought they
and
were
the
referring.
Past and the past dances she does portray a character.
Yeah,
but this is just more
I thought she's just quirky, and that's why she cause I thought, you know, to be young and cute to wear your little hair like that, I think it's cute. I know it's a thing end thing now to have two buns like that.
Yeah,
I know it's the end thing, but
I have none, but anyway. I thought it was a great dance. I thought I agreed with Lynn. You have Carrie Ann a 9, Lynn is a 10.
Yes.
Or whatever he said, and Bruno a 9. So when Lynn's giving a 10 and the other ones are not giving 10, I think there's issues there.
It was just so, like, it was cool to see Mickey and the flow. I mean, Mark, you forget how great Mark is. And it was.
Oh, you don't forget
and then,
that.
Well, no, I'm saying. And then when I'm coming back, you're like, oh my gosh, he was a great choreographer.
He's just got so much creativity. Yeah. And it was I think it was Carrie Ann or Lynn. It flowed from different dances, so it was like really slow. And when the music picked up, they picked up as well. Right. So it just flew.
It had a flow to it.
A flow to it.
That's
there
what
it
I
is.
Would say if I was critiquing the dance.
But you're not doing it.
You're
so
not
hard
doing
to be the judge.
Anyway.
You're fine.
It did have a flow to it.
Yes.
Next up, you have Nick and PETA doing the quick step.
And I'm just disappointed by his scores. I thought, again, it was a great dance of his. Didn't you? You didn't like it.
It was all right. I mean, I think he's trying really hard. I think it was funny. You saw him finally let go a little bit, which was nice. But
I don't think
he started that last week having fun.
Yeah, I think which is good. I mean, I thought show is
the
it,
whole time.
Yeah,
you don't think it was a good dance?
I think it was all right. I think I mean it's not. Problem is you're getting to a level where they're all putting out great dances. So he's still at that level where he's not. He's improving, but it's very
slowly. Is that why the
slowly.
Marks are so low?
I think so.
I don't think they like him at all.
Oh, they don't
Peter
like?
Look, I think Peter looked disappointed again.
That's hard to not. I mean, you're getting some improvement. At least Len gave him the 8, but I think it was definitely probably 8s across the board because he showed some progress, but it's still not at the same level as everyone else.
But I thought it was better than his wife, and his wife got 8s, and I thought she
deserved
a 7.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he does seem a little stiff at times.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
But
it.
He's improving. That's the best part. I mean, he's improving, and that's what.
No, he's definitely showing progress, which is awesome, but it's still not the same level as everybody else.
I don't know. I feel bad for him.
I think we go back to the beginning where you're talking about it, we didn't think he'd be here this
True.
Long.
I thought he was going to be gone today.
He's like our Bruce Bonner from last year. If you think about it, like you feel bad. You're like, oh, man, he should at least get some good scores. So they're trying hard. They want to do well, but they're still
and
not.
Cares.
Yeah. And they care, but they're still not getting the scores you want for them. But I don't know.
He got Carrie on a 7. Len an 8. Len was in a good. Len must love Disney Night.
He must.
He was an awesome movie.
And Bruno 7.
He hasn't given very harsh critiques finally. He's not getting booed as much, which is nice.
Well, who wants to get booed on Disney Night?
True.
But he always gets booed. He hasn't been booed in a while.
Next up, we have Drew and Emma doing the Viennese Waltz. What'd you guys think of the dance?
Rainbow Connection.
Oh, is that? That was good.
That was I love the dresses where what it twirled and it actually came with a rainbow.
Another one who's really improving.
The only thing that disappointed me was the Kermit the Frog voice. That was really upsetting to me.
Why?
Did you not hear Kermit the Frog?
He didn't sound like Kermit.
No, it was just like this weird, like normal talk and at the very end.
Anyway, but again, it just blows me away of how much he's improved and just I would have never thought he would last this long from the first night.
So we have Nick and Drew.
No, Drew's improved far more than
Nick.
But
that's the difference between Nick and Drew.
Yeah, right.
So, like, they're
Good
improving.
Yep.
But the one that's outshining that is Drew. Because Drew was a little sketchy in the beginning. And so
I was like,
Nick.
Oh, I feel so bad for him.
But
his first week, if it wouldn't have been for the girl from Shark Tank, he'd probably be gone.
You're right.
Yep.
He wasn't that good.
Because it was not as bad as first week of Geraldo, poor guy.
No,
Cuban guy who can't, was it Latin or something like that? Yeah,
so
he couldn't dance.
No one's as bad as Geraldo. They should have some kind of special award for the Geraldo.
I know, poor little fella. Oh, wah, wah. Even you can dance better.
Well, that's saying something.
It is.
That's a compliment.
It is. Because you say you can't dance.
I can't dance. Can't dance. Carrie Ann a 9. Len an 8. Bruno, an 8.
I was saying it was his first 9, wasn't it?
It was, but the 8s were still underscored because you scored an 8 with Vanessa. And
that was so much better.
And that was a lot better because they did the same dance. Didn't they both do waltz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was it Viennese waltz?
No, Vanessa and Max did just a waltz, and Emma and Drew did the Viennese waltz.
Well, same, similar.
So anyway. So yeah, I thought he got deserved when I saw when Carrion got a 9. I go, he's gonna get 9s across the boards. But then I said 8, 8. What?
Yeah,
got a 10 for Kermit the Frog or the fake Kermit the Frog.
Yeah,
no, he was giving 10s to everybody.
It was the only one he did.
It was the only one. It was his song.
No,
the Rainbow Connection.
Whatever. Next up, we have Sasha and Gleb doing the rumba.
Gleb.
What'd I say?
Gleb.
Sasha and Kleb.
Gleb.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Speak Little Russian.
Kleb the Little Mermaid?
No, Sasha was a Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense. So what do we think of this dance?
I loved it.
It was good. I thought the extra details they put in. What's those things called? The rows things, the
sticks, flappers, whatever those
what
things
called.
What's those things called in a rowboat? The
oars.
Oars.
I can't think of it either, Heather.
They have little frogs
I didn't know what you were
them.
Talking to. See those little sticks.
Well, what row's a boat?
No sticks. Hey.
Well, you're the judge, so you should know these things automatically when we're going like this with our hands. Ooh, I almost spilled my ice tea.
I almost spilled your ice tea, and I was like, whoa.
Well, they had little frogs on it. Did you see
it? I didn't see that.
It's from the movie. It had little frogs on the little
Anyway, I thought it was a great. I love that. She's improved so much.
What did I read today that she's lost?
37
pounds.
Really? Wow. Good for her.
And someone else, Drew, lost.
Yeah.
He's lost like 15, 20.
He can't lose any weight.
He lost weight.
Oh.
They worked our butts off.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
I thought it was a good dance. I thought it was.
Do you see Gleb in the pool as a mermaid?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
They all had like these little like cheesy little packages, and he was in a mermaid outfit. Or no, merman outfit.
Oh, too funny. I wish I would fast forward through that.
Is there such thing as a merman?
Well, he says it is.
Well then. Okay.
It was funny. That
I've never seen a merman.
Well, just then rewatch the package and you'll see it.
I guess I'll have to watch it. She got eights across the board. Not bad.
No.
I think she was happy with that. Next up, we have Terrell and Cheryl doing the quick step to
Your
the Lion King.
Your favorite song.
I can't wait till I die. But my dad dies, so I become king.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do. Such a
it
sad,
is your favorite
tragic
song.
Well, it's one of the traditional tragic Disney movies.
Oh, it makes you cry every single time.
Yes, it does.
Mufasa.
Anyway, what did you think about it, Heather?
I liked it. It was good. You forgot how tall he is. But yeah, it was awesome. I thought it was one of his best dance. I really liked it.
Good.
I like the whole different animals in there and the whole like production of it. It was awesome.
Well, I think what I liked was the fact that, you know, like you're saying, the other people in it.
Yeah.
Were, the choreography was great because everybody had... It's different when you just have two of you have to worry about. They had, you know, the people pushing the trees and doing all that other stuff and dancing with them and all that.
It was awesome.
It worked out well. I thought he deserved nines across the board.
Agreed.
But he gets Carrie Anne a nine, Lynn an eight, and Bruno an eight. A little stingy on those.
I agree.
Again, you go back to the whole Vanessa thing. Her dance wasn't that great.
Yep.
And she got eights, but Carrie Anne rewarded, but Lynn and Bruno, eh. Not so much.
But he was. Did you see how excited he was that he got the nine? Though
he was like a kid at a candy store.
Like he thought he just won the Super Bowl. Like he looked so happy and was so excited about it. I thought it was the coolest little moment because he's actually worn out to me. So I couldn't stand him as a football player. No offense, Terrell Owens.
Well, I think he's one of those guys. If he's not on your team,
you just
you don't
like him because he's so good. You're just like that's annoying.
He's good, but he's also arrogant. Good. He likes to rub it in and likes
but
to.
But he has a reason to do that.
He's
one of those
up.
Players that can back it up, not right. just a player that
again,
can
it's,
talk
it's
trash
like Philip
and can't
Rivers.
Back
a lot
it
of people don't like Philip Rivers because he talks trash and stuff like that. But if he's on your team, well, he used to be on
you
my
like
team.
Him.
You love him. You want him yeah. to succeed. But
his personality is like I really like enjoyed watching. He just seems like a really down to earth person. You wouldn't expect that from like how
maybe
he portrays
that's what he's
on
trying
football
to do.
Field.
Maybe he's trying to show people another side of him. You know, he does want to get in the Football Hall of Fame, I'm sure.
Well,
right?
He should be in the football. I've said this 100 times. He should be in the Hall of Fame. There's
right.
I don't know
awesome.
What we're waiting for, but I think it's the way he was with his teammates and the way he's handled the you know, probably with the press and stuff.
Right.
And it's just his antics, you know.
Maybe that's why he came on Dance with the Stars. People could see another side of him.
Yeah. That's very true. I mean, I've definitely warmed up to him.
Yeah, so
it's definitely saw another
Terrell,
side to him.
We're in.
Yeah, we vote for you for the Hall of Fame,
there
but we
go.
Have no say in it, but we are rooting
Next
for
up,
you.
We have Frankie and Whitney doing the Argentine Tango.
I love this. I thought about you the whole time because
it was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Pirates music, was it?
It was. It was
yes.
one of the newer movies.
Yes.
But
I was listening. I was wondering, Carlos, don't be cheeky.
From the Rye People.
It's from the Rye People. It's something as a family we do. We always
we're
wait
really
to listen
obnoxious.
To it. We're really obnoxious. We all say it when we're on the boat.
Carlos,
we don't want to be in the boat with us when
Carlos
we do it.
Carlos is strapped up and he's being lowered into a well.
Yes.
By pirates.
And then his wife, or his girlfriend, I'm assuming it's his wife.
His wife.
Opens the doors. Don't tell him anything, Carlos. And then she closes the...
Carlos, don't be cheeky.
The shutters.
Carlos! You do a better job.
Carlos, don't be cheeky.
We always wait for it. We get so excited as a family. Yes, we're crazy. Yeah.
So I think it's everyone's favorite part of the ride.
It is. and the nice thing is we've been on three different areas of Pirates of the Caribbean, one in Europe, Disney World, and Disneyland, and all three say that, and we were very excited.
In Europe, was it?
No, I thought they said it in English, didn't they?
Was it English?
No, it's not English. It's in French.
French.
Did they say it in French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's French. I can't remember.
I don't. Remember.
I can't remember that. It was only 4 years ago, but I guess
I can't remember what happened yesterday.
I know we were excited when we heard it, but we realized it was. Well, right. I think it was a different language.
But I think we understood it was.
Yeah.
I think that ride. You guys were ready to walk out of Disney.
Oh, that was
Euro
the ride
Disney.
We were ready to walk out of. Euro
you guys
Disney.
Were not me. I was calm as cucumber.
I was the.
You're telling the story. You're a storyteller.
You and Kayla that were the worst.
Yes,
I had
you were right behind
us,
and your dad was the calm one. That's the shocker.
I said, "Let's stop now." Because this is the way it's going to be, and relax, enjoy yourself, or just leave now.
It was better after that. It's just
yes.
the line was just too big.
It was
so
just different
people cut there.
Yeah, it was a different.
It was kill or be killed.
It was. Oh
it was
my
a
gosh.
Different, and you understand it now. It was a different environment, so it was a good learning. We learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
It was so good, though. I loved his
The whole
dance.
Time I was thinking of you. It was, he was perfect.
He was so nervous about being, like, the sexy pirate or whatever. But it was awesome. I thought it was really
she
cool.
I never really liked some of the dances she did before because I didn't think they were really very detailed. Then I realized maybe she didn't have the right person, but she has done a phenomenal job
well,
with
he
him.
Wants, we say this every week. He wants to do it.
Yes.
He wants to work.
He's happy. He's so happy
He's
about
putting
being
the
there.
Extra hours in.
Yeah.
And I think as a as a professional, if you're working with someone who doesn't want to do it, and right. like,
it's not fun.
All right, I got this to do. I got to go to this. Right. I think she had somewhere. Not that they didn't want to do it, but she had guys didn't. They had to do concerts or do.
Yeah.
They were practicing on the road. Right. This guy is. I'm moving to LA. Right. This is what I'm doing.
Right.
And I'm gonna do the dance.
I like what she was like snapping his fingers and told oh, yeah. lies on me.
Yes, there, it was the was it during the package or whatever, yeah. and that's what Tom Bergeron pointed out. Yeah. It's like, oh, I saw you or trying to get his attention.
Yeah,
that was funny.
And it's, you know, it looked like a mom moment, you know, or a teacher moment. Like, I'm sure yeah. you've done that, snapped oh, your yeah. fingers and told him to focus, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So anyway, I love him. I hope he wins it all. He's my favorite because his enthusiasm has nothing to do with his dancing.
He's definitely a fan favorite.
A fan favorite. And he's just, I love when people are celebrities are involved in something and they're just as excited and passionate as us people who watch it and put as much effort into it as we put into watching it and seeing it and put our opinions in. It's nice to see that because then it makes you appreciate
but
that
you
even
think
more.
Most of these people here, especially yeah. ones left, they I mean, I'm not maybe as much as him. He's very into it.
Right.
But they all seem to be
no,
into it.
I would agree. I would agree. But I'm just saying he just seems like
over the moon with it.
He's having a blast.
Yeah.
The score showed it. Carrie-Anne a 10, Lynn a 9, and Bruno
a 10.
I thought he deserved 10.
It's across the board. I'm with you, Heather.
Full on 10.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yep.
But
no, that was awesome. It was perfect.
But I want to step on another judge toes.
Okay. Because, you know, all right, Glatfelter.
There's a code. Next up, we have Jordan and Lindsay doing the Foxtrot.
That was good. I liked
it. Any complaints with
no.
this one?
You can't find. He's. I mean,
he sung the same song. Do you know that was him singing?
I didn't know that was him singing. What yes. doesn't he do?
Does everything, man.
Well, I knew he sang the national
Jerk,
anthem.
He's so talented.
but he was singing because it was originally sung by The Rock Johnson.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's from Moana. You ever seen it? It's good. No. It's a movie. It's cute.
I've not seen it.
But The Rock sings it, so it's actually not too bad for him singing it. But right. it's definitely sung a lot better by.
So The Rock sings.
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's Dwayne Johnson now, right?
Yeah, Dwayne Rock Johnson. Well, it was probably just Dwayne. At the show, you listen to it.
Anyway.
Well, anyway,
can this guy do any wrong? I mean, he's just he doesn't have a bad week.
All right, Heather's gonna play the song.
okay. I see what's happening. Yeah. Face to face with greatness, and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui.
Well, I'm not gonna tell him he can't sing.
It's not too bad.
No, it's bad.
It's
not
better
bad.
Than I can't carry a tune. At least no. he could carry someone a tune.
That's a cute song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like
I'm not gonna say anything negative about it.
Well, anyway, they
no,
gave him
like,
tens across the
chime in.
Yeah, tens across the board. He deserved it.
Oh, yeah,
they
my
both
gosh,
deserved
yeah.
it. And right now, you'd have to say he's. I think we've been saying this for a while. He's the favorite to win it. It's his to lose. When you agree.
I would think so. He's definitely yeah. top two.
Yeah,
I think him and Frankie.
Him and Frankie.
Him and Frankie.
Who's calling you?
And next up, we have Nikki and Artem doing a jazz. What do you guys think of this dance?
I thought it was good. I saw the previews for this movie. It's kind of like the Day of the Dead thing, which I'm like obsessed with. So
I know you are.
I don't know why, but
why?
I don't know.
Because you don't like scary movies. You don't like any of that stuff like that that's wicked or weird. And this is like totally like you love the
I
day.
Love
the,
I love the Sugar Skulls. I love the whole like message behind it that your relatives come back for that day and they're kind of there and you celebrate their life and everything.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
No, that's not the movie. That's just that's the tradition.
Oh, okay.
Hispanic culture. Anyways, but But the movie, it's a new movie, hasn't come out quite yet. It's coming out in a month or two.
Oh.
It's called Coco.
Coco?
Coco.
What's it about?
Just told you, like, Day of the Dead stuff.
Oh. Oh, capisce, capisce.
So it's similar to that where, like,
what is that movie?
A child has, like, either his grandfather's guitar or his dad's guitar, and he starts strumming it, and then, like, he kind of gets transported back into, like,
cool.
their world and stuff.
Oh.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I thought it was really.
She's
I didn't know.
She's another one who's really improved.
She has improved a lot. That was probably one of her best dances. It was really fun and colorful because all the girls were wearing those beautiful Mexican dresses where they just flowed and it was just really. I don't know.
I'm
loved
guessing
it.
Her fiance wasn't there because didn't they like pretend to kiss a couple times?
Yeah, they pretended to kiss a couple
okay.
times.
I'm good for Artem though, you know, because he never really had a couple good dancers, has he? In a while.
He had
Nancy Kerrigan.
He had Nancy Kerrigan last year. She was
yeah.
pretty good. So,
yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah.
he's definitely got finally gained some
yes
good quality dancers.
Moving
but
up
she's
on the
yeah
the totem pole.
Yeah, there you go. She got nines across the board, which
I think that was well deserved. Yeah. I thought that was awesome. That was a beautiful dance.
So anyway, we had, that's the last dancer. We have some comments here on our message board, our Facebook page. Jessica says, I think it will be Nick to go home. I said, who will go home tonight?
I was with her on that one.
Angela says, it definitely should be Nick, if not him, Terrell or Sasha. Jessica comes back and says, ABC is owned by Disney. It is a Disney night, so they do not have to pay any of the licensing rights. Why aren't they using the movie recordings and the songs? Normally, this show, singers, orchestra, doesn't bother me, but for this episode, it did. Maybe the singers have, maybe the ones that have.
Even if they own the songs, they still, even though the singers sing it, they still have to pay a licensing fee for that. You can't sing someone else's song without having permission, can you?
Well, if you sing it, I think they get.
Because we have.
Well, they
CDs
they get paid for
it. Right, but we have to pay three different kinds of licensing fees in ice skating rinks, even though we buy the CDs and I have Muzak.
Yeah.
Just in case someone picks up. It's just a weird thing. I don't understand. It's thousands of dollars a year we pay in licensing fees so we can play different kinds of music while kids are skating.
I didn't think the songs were too bad yesterday. I thought they were sung pretty well normally sometimes the songs are kind of cringy because they don't sound as well, but I thought the songs sounded really well. The Rainbow Connection sounded beautiful
one of the ladies in the group, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. I mean, the one I didn't really like was the French version of My Prince Will Come.
I
was kind of confused by that.
Yeah.
And then Lori said, I agree. I want to hear the real songs. I think it's because we know the songs.
You're used to hearing
the songs. Good so you point. Want to hear, I guess, the regular stuff.
Right.
To me, I'm just more into the dancing. The song doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, the song does matter a little bit because it sets the tempo.
And the last person said, looks like the judge was right again.
That's you.
Oh, that was me?
Yes.
Anyway, because I said Sasha would go home, and Sasha...
I was surprised by that.
I was surprised with the final two.
Yes.
I was surprised that Frankie and
you saw their faces.
I was like,
Frankie Whitney's face was the one that revealed. She was just like, what in the world? Because I think she was shocked by it.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, it wasn't, I guess last week wasn't their best dance, right?
No, it was the week before.
But when I saw them in the, I go, how is that even possible?
I was freaking out. I was freaking out.
How is that? There's no way. You had told me who went home, but I was like going, how are they in the bottom two? There's no way. No way. But, Sasha and Gleb went home. I think she knew.
Once it was the two groups?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I felt bad. I mean, she did a great job.
She seems happy and she progressed and she was working on herself. I think it's always sucks to see them go home.
Well, how many
I always
people
feel
we're
bad.
Down to?
We're down to, let's see.
I'm going
to
start with how many couples?
We started with
12.
One, two, three, four, five.
Ten,
six,
I think.
Seven,
ten or 12.
Eight, nine, ten. We have ten. Nine left.
Then 14 couples?
14, I believe.
14,
yeah. So it's shaping up. I think there's two or three people that can win this.
Yep.
Depending on the.
Who do you think is going home next week? Who's your prediction?
I think Nick got the lowest scores. It's got to be Nick.
Yeah, I can't imagine Nick staying on. Would
Dance with the Stars do this? Will they put Vanessa and Nick in the bottom two next week?
Yep. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think so, too.
Interesting.
To make it more interesting, I think they're going to do that.
Okay.
To make it more heartless?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what they're going
to
do.
I hate the delay. Just get to the point who's out.
My subtitles ruined it for me because it said before the name announced
did it?
It. Yeah.
Why do you have subtitles on?
So I have to just have it on. If I'm not really, really listening, I can just read it. Get my reading for the day.
Maybe they'll turn it into
a movie.
You're
such a dork.
I know.
Anyway, that's the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this show, we have other shows on the Jay and Jack Podcast Network. We have the Ramblecast, the Broadcast,
Survivor.
Stranger Things, Survivor.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I said that, Broadcast.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera. You just go on jayandjack.com, and there's a whole list of
shows
on there.
Why don't you write it all down?
I could.
Okay.
But we have Own Brews Barbecue, a Star Wars podcast, and a few more. If you'd like to help this show out, become a patron, go to patreon.com/jayandjack or go to jayandjack.com. Little button says become a patron and you can help the other two people here who maybe could go to school to learn about dancing.
Or the
like
Amazon
yourself?
Thing since I can't use it anymore.
Yeah. Or if you shop Amazon, go to jayandjack.com/Amazon and every little purchase you make, every little tiny purchase you make helps the podcast and helps this podcast.
I haven't bought anything in 2 weeks.
I know you're going through. I see you sweating over there. Anyway, that's it. And we have thousands of patrons, but we like to thank four patrons right now. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter, Molly Millennial, and Ed, the letter carrier. Thanks for doing
and
what
you
do.
And his mom listens to us.
Yes.
Ed's mom listens to us.
That's how
Ed's mom.
That's how he found out about the socks.
Yes. She buys them for him, right?
Is that what it was?
I can't remember.
I know Ed, I don't think he listens to the show.
But at least his mom does. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. And if you have a friend, seriously, if you have a friend, you know, Heather, do you have a friend?
I don't have any friends.
I didn't think so. If you have a friend and they like Dancing with the Stars, say, hey, I listen to this podcast. They're not too serious. They have one person that's very knowledgeable.
Like myself.
They call him the judge.
And then
the girls are like, they're just there to gossip back and forth.
Oh, I was called a girl. I feel special.
Are you a boy?
No, but not a woman. A girl means still you're young.
They have a girl and some old lady.
A young lady.
Yeah.
They have a young lady and some old lady.
I had a person tell me they said I don't look like a grandmother. I said, oh, that's so sweet of you. What
did
do you
they
want?
Get in for free?
No, I didn't let them in for free.
Half price.
If you would have said I wasn't a mom, then I'd let you in for free.
Whatever.
Your joke wasn't funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. Where's our crickets?
Crickets are.
No,
it would
be as funny as moi.
I'm staring at him.
All right.
Anyway, just tell your friends. Say, hey, I listen to this podcast. If you've got to give us a review, go to iTunes and say, I give this podcast 5 stars. Anyway. That's all I got.
Okay.
The other two have already got
We've
distracted.
Already checked you out.
Hasta luego. From the judge, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Adios then.